Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to thank you for taking the time to tune into our program. We hope you'll become a regular listener. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given some service times for our services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We encourage you to come and worship God with us and study His Word. You will always be warmly received. The past few weeks, we have been looking at the book of Revelation. Last week we studied in Revelation chapter 6, and we ended our study looking at the question in verse 17, who is able to stand? This morning we want to begin to look at the answer given in Revelation chapter 7. We want to begin by reading the first few verses of Revelation 7. And it says, "And these things I saw, the four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to him, the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." Now, we see in the first three verses of this chapter that the saints are under divine protection. One is prepared for the divine retribution, but before the four winds designed to hurt the earth and the sea are turned loose, an angel cries to hold back until God's seal is placed on the foreheads. We can see this language again in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 1 through 11. Seal is used in the Bible to indicate several things. Protection against tampering in Matthew 27, 66. Marks of ownership by Song of Solomon in chapter 8, verse 6, certifies things as in Esther 3, verse 12. All these uses describe a Christian, for we are under God's protection, purchased by the blood of Christ, and the Spirit certifies we are the sons of God. Read Ephesians 1, 13 and Romans 8, verse 16. And so, who's able to stand? The believer. The believers in Christ, those who are faithful, those who are committed, those who are dedicated to His cause, those on the earth who are enduring through the persecution, are not compromising their faith, that are not giving in, that are remaining steadfast and movable, they are under God's protection. He will keep them. He will be sure that they are divinely protected. Now, that does not mean that they will not suffer persecution, for indeed that's coming. But they will be protected with His divine love and care, that even if they would die, as the martyrs in chapter 6, they will receive robes of victory. Now, there are no verses in the whole Revelation letter, probably that are more misunderstood than Revelation chapter 7, beginning in verse number 4. And I want to read that because it's beginning of where men take a detour and begin to make false conclusions about this book. "And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed." Now, this continues by naming the tribes of Israel in verses 4 through 8. The number 12 represents God's covenant people, is multiplied by itself and then by the multiple of 10, the complete number. The total, therefore, is symbolic of every single servant of the Lord. This is the church militant that is presently at the time of this writing on the earth, but a picture of God saying He protects them all. We know in 2 Timothy 2, verse 19, that God knows those who are His. If this is to be understood literally, several problems arise. Number one, are they only Jews under God's protection? Only the Jews are the ones that are going to be protected. Many believe that. Some, and if that's true, why are Dan and Ephraim left out? No, this is not a literal number. This is representative of the innumerable number of people who are faithful and determined to follow God. And so, what we see that the 144,000 are sealed is not a literal number. It's not a fixed number, as some of our religious friends teach, that has already been filled in heaven and that capacity now has been shut to any others. That's not the meaning here. That's taking the literal meaning. The meaning simply means that the faithful believer that is not compromising his faith, that is not giving in to Rome, that is remaining steadfast, dedicated, faithful to God. They are sealed under God's protection. He will watch over them. He will be sure that they are protected. Now, in verses 9 through 17, you see, after the numbering of the 144,000, we see beginning in verse number 9 that a great multitude which no one could number. After this, suggests that John now sees the church from a different point of view, not the one who is enduring persecution on the earth, but from another vantage point. No longer in need of God's protection on the earth. Why? But in a triumphant state before the throne. The 144,000 are so described in Revelation 14, verse 1 through 5, that we'll study later. This is a scene of great encouragement, for it pictured those who have come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, according to verse number 14. Perhaps these are the souls that we read about earlier in Revelation 6, 9 through 11. What is their final condition? Was it worthwhile serving the Lord Jesus Christ, even though they were put to death, even though they were persecuted, even though they suffered so many injustices and difficulties on earth? While the wicked seek to hide from the wrath of the Lamb, these are before the throne serving Him day and night in His temple. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst, and God shall wipe away all the tears. Why? Because they have been faithful. You see, the opening here in chapter 9, verse 17, is showing the church in the triumphant state. Let's look at some of the language. And the angel stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their face before the throne and worshipped Him, saying. Now, again, the angels are around the throne and they're worshipping Him with that innumerable number in verse 9. And they have white robes and palm branches in their hands that represents peace. And verse 10 says, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. God and the Lamb have given them victory, have presented them with salvation. Verse 12, and amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Then one of the elders answered, saying to him, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? Now, that's a good question. Where did these come from? If they were literal people, actually Jews who came out of the tribulation, no. These are those who endured and had been killed in the persecution. Sir, you know. So he said to them, these are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What great tribulation? Men tell us that's the tribulation is to come. The great 7 years of tribulation, no. That's talking about the great battle of good and evil on the earth. No, that's talking about the tribulation that's happening on earth then. The persecution of Rome. And it's seeking to destroy the church. That's the tribulation that is referred to here. Not some future tribulation, but tribulation that is now ongoing on earth. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will dwell among them. And they shall neither hunger nor thirst any more, the sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eye. These are the ones who have been victorious, the ones who have endured, the ones who have not caved in to the temptation, to the spirit of compromise, to the onslaught of Rome, but they have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They have endured because they've been bought with a price. They've been purchased with the blood of Christ. They were redeemed. And they held on to that relationship. They did not give in. And so who's able to stand? It's the church triumphant. The church is those who are filled with the redeemed. Those who remain faithful, endure, persevere, don't give in, don't turn their back, but remain committed, faithful, dedicated, and never flinch, even in the face of the great tribulation. Where did they come from? They came out of the great tribulation. Now, many people take these verses and put them far, far into the future, and even events that have not taken place already. But notice in these passages, these had already come through the tribulation. What tribulation? Couldn't be the Great Tribulation, because according to them and many of the religious world today, that hasn't happened yet. That's prior to the Great Battle of Armageddon, which also is incorrect. This is talking about the tribulation that the church is now facing on earth. Who is persecuting them? Rome. Why are they being persecuted? Because they won't bow to Caesar. They won't accept him as God. They won't acknowledge him as God. They're remaining, their sovereignty is God in heaven, not any man on earth. And so because they will not submit, because they will not yield their allegiance to God, they are being persecuted, even to the point of death. And many of them died and will die. But yet those who remain faithful, those who do not flinch, those who do not compromise, those who do not give in, those that persevere, they will wash their blood in the robe in the blood of the Lamb, and they will be redeemed by His blood, and by their faithful commitment to the God and to His cause, even if they die, they will be granted robes of victory. These are provision for the redeemed. Chapter 7 is talking about provision for the redeemed, for those who have been redeemed by the blood, for those that have been redeemed by their faithful service to the Lord, those that endured the persecution that was on earth, and those who never yielded or compromised their faith. Yet this should be great assurance to those still on the earth who are going through persecution, who are now, even in the face of death, being tested for their faith, and yet if they will do what their other servants did, and they will remain faithful, committed, dedicated, unwavering, and will not compromise in the face of the onslaught of Rome, they too will gain the victory. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just a message for those in the first century. This is a message of those living in any century who are opposed by the forces on the earth, that are opposed by people that oppose God, that are opposed by men and women and nations who stand opposed to God's teaching and to His will, and that they try to circumvent God's purpose and His will. We are faced with similar persecution. Not that we're being cast into prison. Not that we'll be put to death. Not yet. Yet we are persecuted for our faith in Christ. We are persecuted for standing by the morals and the commandments that God has given us to live by and the standards that He has given all of mankind. We are ridiculed for standing by that, by living by those morals, by functioning according to His will. Yet if we endure in our time, if we don't compromise, if we persevere, if we remain faithful, if we remain steadfast, when we die, we win. We'll get that robe of white. We'll get that crown of righteousness. Why? Because we have remained faithful. We have been bought by the blood of the Lamb, and our faithful obedience to His will and our demonstration of our love for Him, we can enjoy the same victory that these who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, who have suffered through their persecution, that we looked at in chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, these have been redeemed, and they will be able to stand because they will be protected by their God. Tune in again next week when we will continue our study of the Revelation. Thank you.